This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Supreme Court today reserved order on the pleas to stay the directions passed by a two-judge bench on the 11th of August to remove stray dogs in the Delhi National Capital Region to shelter homes. The three-judge bench, comprising Justice Vikram Nath, Justice Sandeep Mehta and Justice N.V. Anjaria, heard the matter after a two-judge bench comprising Justice J.B. Pardiwala and Justice R. Mahadevan took suo-motu order to remove all stray dogs and shift them to shelters. The judgment comes after some lawyers mentioned before the Chief Justice of India that the earlier directions were in conflict with previous orders passed by other benches. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of the 79th Independence Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 in the evening on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcast in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 tonight on its respective regional networks. The nation will celebrate the Independence Day tomorrow, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi leading the celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. He will hoist the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument. As the nation is making giant strides towards realizing the government's vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047, the theme of this year's celebrations is Naya Bharat. The celebrations will serve as a platform to commemorate the continuing rise of a prosperous, secure and bold Naya Bharat and provide renewed power to surge further ahead on the path to progress. The Border Security Force, BSF, has informed that on the occasion of Independence Day, 16 brave Seema Prehris will be awarded gallantry medals for their conspicuous bravery and unmatched valour for being resolute and steadfast during Operation Sindoor. In a social media post, the BSF said the medals are a testament to the nation's faith and trust reposed in India's first line of defence. Today is Partition Horrors Remembrance Day. It commemorates the victims and sufferings of people during the partition of India in 1947. This day, the nation pays homage to all those who sacrificed their lives and suffered unimaginable pain during the partition in 1947. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said this day reminds of the upheaval and pain endured by countless people during that tragic chapter of our history. He said this day honours their grit, their ability to face unimaginable loss and still find the strength to start afresh. Mr. Modi added that this day is also a reminder of our enduring responsibility to strengthen the bonds of harmony that hold our country together. In a fitting tribute to all those who lost their lives due to the partition of the nation and were displaced from their roots, in 2021 the government had decided to observe the 14th of August every year as the day to commemorate their sacrifice. The Election Commission of India today said that 14 days into the claims and objections period, not a single claim or objection has been submitted by any political party regarding the exercise of special intensive revision in Bihar so far. However, the Commission has said that 23,557 claims and objections have been received directly from electors with regard to the draft roll. European leaders have urged US President Donald Trump not to strike a unilateral Ukraine peace deal with Russian President Vladimir Putin during their one-on-one meeting on Friday in Alaska. The warning came during a virtual summit convened by German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, which included US President Donald Trump, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and several European leaders, as fears mounted that Putin would take the war on his terms. Speaking after the virtual call, which Trump described as very good, he assured leaders that after the summit talks, he would immediately inform them about the outcome. Continued rain in the hills of Himachal and incidents of cloudbursts in some parts of the state have started causing trouble in parts of Punjab also due to an increase in the water level of the Vyas River. Deputy Commissioner Amit Kumar Panchal has said medical teams have been deputed to deal with any medical emergency. And with that, we end this news bulletin.